This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The Knicks got to get this one. The Knicks got to get this one. I know it's only February. I know there's plenty of season and postseason left in the NBA year. But today's matchup, the Celtics, is a must win for our Knickerbockers. What's up? This is EJ Stewart on The Fan. I will be with you for the next 3 hours. We have plenty to get to on this show, including what Steve Cohen doesn't understand about fan attendance, the move the New York Jets have to make, and Aaron Judge's golden opportunity this season. Number to call in, 888-808-1019. Let's get it. If once is an accident, two's a trend, and three is evidence, to quote the great Chris Berman, what is six? Cold hard facts, is that six? Guilty as charged, is that six? Extinction, is that six? I don't know what that is, but a prison sentence maybe? I don't know. But the Knicks are 0-6 against the NBA's best in the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Cleveland Cavaliers, who damn near beat the Knicks by 40 points over on Friday night, and the Boston Celtics, who they play this afternoon, 1 p.m. on ABC. It is once again a premier matchup and an opportunity for the Knicks to show they belong to be mentioned among the NBA's best, that they are indeed an elite team. But the reality is, this is a must-win game. The Knicks cannot afford to get embarrassed again by a top NBA team. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. I have been one to resist the calls for panic. And if you know anything about Knicks fans, you know anything about Knicks Twitter, you know anything about New Yorkers, we kind of live in a state of panic. But I've been one to resist those calls for panic and concern at some of these lopsided Knicks losses to top NBA teams, because we have not seen this Knicks team at full strength. Mitchell Robinson hasn't played all season. OG Anunoby has missed time. And now the guy I call the heart of the city, Josh Hart, is now dealing with knee soreness. He has recently missed some time. So I've resisted those calls until I watched Friday night, which I actually wasn't able to even watch Friday night because I went out to dinner with my lovely fiance. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go out to dinner. I'm not going to check my phone or anything. I'm going to come home. I'm going to have confidence in the team, because I'm one of those fans that thinks that if I feel like I can't live my life, especially during the regular season, if I can't live my life because I'm living and dying with my team, that means I actually don't have real confidence in my team. and I'm actually giving them bad mojo. This is the crazy sports fan thing that goes in your head. Everybody has their own stuff. Some people, it's sitting in a certain corner. Some people, it's wearing a certain sweatshirt or wearing a certain blanket while you're watching the game. Everybody has their stuff. My thing is, when there are big games and I have a conflict in life, my thing is go do whatever you have to do with your life. Because if you really think that you have to sit and watch this game, I think it really means you don't have confidence in your team. That's in my head. So my thing is give the guys good mojo. Don't even watch the game. Don't worry about it. Get home when you get home. You'll watch it once you get back. So that was my thought process. And then unfortunately, I got back and I said, you know what? I'm kind of in, you know, I try to avoid social media, but usually just because of my algorithm and the notifications I get, I end up getting a lot of Knicks stuff. I was like, ooh, this has been a little quiet. It's been quiet, and I usually have to kind of avoid things. I was like, okay, let me cave and see what the hell happened. It's not good when it's that quiet. And then I looked up. I got home. I turned on the game to see, all right, what's the game? What's the score right now? And it was like 140 to 110. I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, oh, not again. Not again. So I was one of those people resisting those calls for panic at the Knicks blowouts against these really good teams until Friday night. So then I was like, I'm not staying up to watch this. I am not going to go back in my DVR after seeing the Knicks are down 30 points and figure out how the hell this happened. My night's already been good. I had a great night at Cheesecake Factory. I'm not doing this to myself. Go to bed, figure it out in the morning, which is what I did Saturday. And it was a rough Saturday morning having to watch that crap. And my thing is, look, there are X's and O's ramifications of the Knicks blowout to the Cavs on Friday that we can get into in a second, or really all of these blowouts the Knicks have had. And we will get into it, because I think it also poses a very important question about Leon Rose. But the reality is, if the Knicks step onto the floor, that parquet floor at TD Bank Garden, and get smacked again, it will lead to an even bigger concern for me once they get to the postseason. Another blowout loss would mean the Celtics clearly have the mental edge over the Knicks. They would go into a postseason knowing that they could dominate the New York Knicks. And at that point, I would then have real doubt that the Knicks would even believe they can beat the Celtics. And I am one of those people who think the mental edge is as important as anybody, as anything else. One of my favorite kind of quotes just about like the history. You know, I love sports history. I just love kind of talking to these older guys and hearing what they think about how things went down and kind of telling the story of the sports landscape from right there. We are people behind the television, behind, I'm in a studio. Like, I'm not on the court. I'm not in these games. I'm not in these locker rooms. So one of my favorite stories is Isaiah Thomas talking about playing the Chicago Bulls in the late 80s and how when they were playing the Bulls, they saw the Bulls had all the physical capabilities to be a championship team. They had Michael Jordan, obviously, you know. One of the most gifted athletes of all time. They had Scottie Pippen, of course. Horace Grant came on. He was a young player, a really athletic, strong, versatile forward. Physically, in terms of where their trajectory was, as those guys were entering their prime, physically, they matched the Pistons. But the Pistons kept beating them year in and year out. And Isaiah said, the reason why we kept beating them went beyond the physical. The Bulls didn't have the mentality it took to win a championship. Isaiah said we beat them from a mental standpoint. Yes, they did implement the Jordan rules. They did play physical. But it wasn't necessarily just because they were giving out bruises and bumps and broken bones. That was not the only reason why they were beating the Bulls. They were beating the Bulls because they were beating them up here. And I'm pointing to my head. The mind game. And when I watch the Boston Celtics play against the New York Knicks, this version of the Knicks, it feels like they know that they can do anything they want to this team. They know the Knicks are at a disadvantage defensively because they have two players that they're playing a lot of minutes in Jalen Brunson, who's the captain, the leader, the best player on the team, and Karl-Anthony Towns, who's had an unbelievable first year in New York. But because those two guys carry so much of the load, and because the bench has been so weak, that means you have a lot of minutes with guys who are at best average, maybe even below average defensive players. When you're playing against the Celtics, there are no holes. The Celtics are one of the best offensive teams, I think, in NBA history. I don't even think that's an understatement. I don't think that's outrageous to say. So any weak link you have, they're going to exploit. The Knicks got two. So the Celtics come into these games knowing that they can do whatever they want offensively. And because of how great they are defensively, they also feel like they can guard the Knicks. Many teams have trouble with them because the Knicks they implement so many guys who can hurt you. Hart can hurt you, OG can hurt you, Bridges can hurt you, and we already talked about Brunson, and we already talked about Towns. But when you head into this game, and if the Celtics go out there, and it is curb stomp the Knicks again, at that point, I think when you enter a postseason situation, where the Knicks right now currently third in the standings, even with a loss on Sunday, there's no reason why they still can't catch the Celtics. The way the schedule shakes out, the way Boston will put their foot on and off the gas during the course of a regular season, who's to say the Knicks don't still get the number two seed? But even if they find a way to which they get that home court advantage in a potential second round matchup, I don't think it matters to the Celtics. Because what happens is once you win a championship, I think you get these like undetermined NBA superpowers. And it's not just NBA. I think it's all sports. World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, whatever the major sport may be. Once you win a championship, once you get over that hump, you get these unspoken superpowers in that you know how to turn it on, turn it off. You know how to poke at your opponent to win the mental edge. You know how to handle different kinds of adversity that teams that haven't won a championship cannot. For a long time, the Celtics were the kind of team where we thought they kind of fold under pressure. Do they really get along? Will they be able to really come through when it matters most? These were the questions the Celtics have been asked. And these are the questions right now we're asking with the New York Knicks. Are they really contenders? Can they do it when playoff time comes around? Do they actually have enough? Are they built the correct way? These are all questions the Celtics have had for the last 7-8 years. But once you win that championship, all that wipes away. And all those issues that you think may have been issues kind of just disappear. So the Celtics, who already are champions, who already employ one of the best defensive teams in the NBA, who I think have one of the best offenses in NBA history, if a team that powerful comes in, whether it's going to Madison Square Garden in the postseason and having to win, or let's hope not, but they very well could have home court advantage against the New York Knicks in the postseason. Do I think that Knicks team, the way I'm seeing them play, do they have any shot to beat the Boston Celtics? Having been blown out now, three times.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Regular season. I think that would be a huge issue. Because the Knicks don't have the luxury that the Boston Celtics have where they can just throw away regular season losses. They can't go and say, oh, well, that was the regular season. Like, playoffs are different. You can't do that when you're not playoff winners. The Celtics can do that. The Nuggets, who got beat down by the Lakers last night, they can do that. The teams that have championships can put away the regular season and say, hey, we know it's a long marathon. We're okay. When we get to playoff time, we know what it takes to get to the top. The Knicks don't have that luxury. And you don't have that luxury trying to explain to yourself that you playing against the defending champions and getting blown out potentially three times in a row would be a nothing burger. You don't have it. So I look at this game with the New York Knicks, and I don't know what Josh Hart's availability will be. The fact that he's been injured with this sore knee is incredible to me because the guy was on a break. I feel like this is Friday. How do you get hurt on your day off? And the knee soreness he's been dealing with, something he's been dealing with for years. But, for a guy who's playing so amazing, so awesome for much of this season, you go to All-Star break, and then, okay, Josh Hart, who's been logging a lot of minutes, I was actually really excited to see what his second half is going to look like, and it hasn't begun yet. He can't even get out there on the court. So I don't know what his situation is. I don't know what Mitchell Robinson's situation is. He's apparently been back at practice, playing full 5-on-5, full contact, but the Knicks haven't unveiled him yet. I don't know what those situations are. Those guys may not play. OG Anunoby looked like he kind of got a little banged up in the Cavs game. I don't know if he's going to be able to play. But I think regardless of all that stuff, the Knicks got to find a way to win. They just got to find a way to win. There is no excuses. There are no ifs, ands, or buts. You got to find a way to win, because I think if you do lose this game, you enter a world where the Knicks will have one more matchup against the Celtics. I believe they played them again in April, I want to say. There's nothing the Knicks will gain out of beating them late in the season. Celtics could potentially be benching, sitting guys. Guys will be kind of waiting to get to the finish line of a regular season. This is when the games still kind of really matter. This is when the teams are kind of still kind of trying to fit together and put together the team that they want to be by the time they get to the postseason. A late season win against the Celtics, where we have no idea who's on the court, who's healthy, who's hurt, what the circumstances are with the standings, that's not really going to mean much. Next time these teams play is April 8th. That's too late in the season, I think, to really matter. Because that's when teams really start to pick their spots and put their foot on the gas. But the Celtics have made it known that when they see the Knicks, they see food. And they're coming straight for the juggler. They're not messing around. I've seen the Celtics, they've lost some games to some terrible teams. Games where they just don't show up. But again, you're the champs. You can do that. The Knicks don't have that luxury. So to me, I look at this game, 1 p.m., ABC, national television. After you got embarrassed on national television last Friday, you got to get a win. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We already got calls here, so let's get to them. How about Bobby, who's in Manhattan? What's up, Bobby? You're on the Fan with EJ.
Hey, EJ, first time, long time. I want to talk Knicks. I agree with everything you've been saying. You kind of answered it, but I want to talk Josh Hart's injury. I suspect, I mean, he's an Iron Man, right?
Yeah.
He's never gotten hurt. He's played with broken ribs, everything. And then all of a sudden, after the All-Star break, a week off, he comes back and he's missing a game. I think that injury is worse than they're letting on right now.
Bobby, I certainly hope that is not the case, but I am concerned, and thank you so much for the phone call, and thank you much for the well wishes. I hope that's not the case, because Josh Hart, especially I think if you watched that game on Friday, is he the second most important guy on the team? We all know Brunson's the most important guy, but I think you could make a real case that he may be more important than even Cat, because the Knicks have absolutely strayed away from what has been their identity for the past 4 or 5 years, however long Tibbs has been here. They've been a defense and a rebounding team. That's how they've beaten people. They've beaten you with their toughness. They've beaten you with their physicality. Even at times in which they haven't had the most talent. Like they were able to put together historic offensive numbers purely because they just got a zillion offensive rebounds. Well, a couple years ago, they were one of the best team in terms of offensive rating in the history of the NBA, and everybody's like, how is this? They don't shoot the three well. They don't play very fast. It's like, well, they destroy teams on the offensive glass, and with the way the numbers work, you end up putting together a pretty impressive rating if you continue to get so many possessions. But they're not that team anymore. They got rid of a lot of those guys. Say what you want about Julius Randle. He's a guy that brings physicality and toughness. Dante DiVincenzo, guy who brings physicality and toughness. A lot of what made the Knicks who the Knicks were is gone. So now you look at this team. This team is way more a team that's built on offense. But the problem becomes you still need those elements to win. You can't just win a championship purely by just out-finessing teams. You need somebody that brings that dog. Josh Hart is that guy. So they're saying this is general knee soreness. He essentially has jumper's knee. If you're an athlete, you actually may know what that is, because a lot of people who play sports will deal with it every now and then. And this is an issue he's been dealing with for a while. He talked about it kind of at length last season, where he says he knows it's something he has to manage, which is fine. Knee soreness happens. You're an NBA basketball player. That's not to be expected. And then the concern I have is we know he deals with the soreness, but like you were on a break. You weren't even playing NBA basketball. Josh Hart made it very known that he was very excited for his vacation for All-Star break. He had his teammates trying to say, hey, man, Josh Hart actually should be an All-Star. He should get All-Star consideration. And Josh Hart kept jokingly being like, do not send me to that All-Star game. Please let me go to Cabo. He was very excited to have that time off. And he earned it because he lays it on the line every night. But to me, the concern becomes if you were so excited for the break and that time off, and I'm assuming, you know, maybe he's doing a little bit of work, but he's not doing anything crazy because it is the All-Star break. It's time for him to heal. How do you come back from that and now you're injured? Like, that's the part of it that's a little concerning, because, all right, is it something worse? Are the Knicks letting something, telling us everything, and they're letting something sound like one thing, but is actually something worse? I certainly hope not. But it is a real question mark. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. This is EJ Stewart on The Fan. I want to hear from you. Call in on the Knicks. Do you feel like this is a must-win game today against the Boston Celtics? I think without question it is. If you lose this game, you lose the mental edge of the Celtics. You make beating them in the postseason a whole hell of a lot harder if you don't win this one. I want to hear from you. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. And like any show I host, there's always two rules. Only two main rules for any show hosted by EJ Stewart. Number one, as you just saw to start the show, EJ's ducking no smoke. So if you want to call in, whatever you want to do, I want to hear from you. You think the Knicks are fine? You don't think this is a must-win game? You think that this is a situation where I'm exaggerating? I want to hear from you. It doesn't necessarily have to be through the phone lines. There's other ways to hit me up. You can hit me up on social media now. EJ_Stewart is where you hit me up on Twitter/X or whatever the hell that bozo and idiot Elon Musk wants to call it. Hit me up on there. EJ_Stewart. Also hit me up on Instagram and TikTok, ActionEJ. Second rule, EJ's always keeping 100. And you know I'm keeping it 100 when I sit here wearing a Knicks warm-up jacket and I'm telling you Knicks might be in trouble. Because I keep it 100. I'm not going to lie to you. That's the one thing you know anytime I'm stepping to the mic. Knicks got to win this one. I think it's important. I don't care that it's February. I want to see a W. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We'll talk plenty of Knicks, including I think there's a particular player in a particular moment in the Leon Rose era that I think will now define his presidency as New York Knicks president of basketball operations. I'll tell you that in a second. It's EJ Stewart on The Fan. We'll be right back.